When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Right, then one final Discord question. This one comes from Red Assassin. Red Assassin, 210, nice username there. When does Neil think Liverpool will have the whole sporting director saga done and dusted? And does he have any idea if Jorg is actually seen favourably inside the club? Now, there were some rumours around Julian Ward bopping around this week, and there was Michael Edwards has now got this new consultancy firm on the go with Ian Graham doing the obviously excellent Liverpool.
Great story. Well.
Really good, yeah. Good scoopage by them. Do you have any idea of where we're up to? Obviously, Schmadke's still involved. He was on a short-term deal, but it wasn't like 2 weeks. He's still there for a while yet. But do you know any update on any of that kind of stuff?
Not really. No. I mean, I think the look back. I think obviously it's a really testing window, but I think Liverpool look back on this window quite favourably. In terms of what got done, you know, not everything was perfect, and there were some moments where it felt like the world was falling apart, but. I think Liverpool look and say, you know, considering everything, they got a decent job. You know, they kept hold of all the players they wanted to keep hold of. They got good money for a couple of players who wanted to leave, who were aging, and they've got in three good young players and an experienced sort of senior pro. I think they'll look at it and say, you know what, not a bad window that. So I don't see why. Schmadke would not be seen favourably. What I spoke to people about him said, you know, he's very much of the Klopp type, in that he's straight to the point, sort of real kind of guy. You know, no nonsense, no sort of management speak. He's very informal, if you like, in the way that he deals with things, and he'd rather just have a conversation and not sort of process, sort of sit down and, you know, do this. I think obviously they've set a high bar really in the past, haven't they, Liverpool, with the way that they've dealt and the slickness of the operation really, especially with Michael Edwards and subsequently with Julian. So I think I don't see why there would be a sort of a huge rush to get him out of there. It might be from his point of view, maybe he thinks that was 3 months of my life that was pretty stressful. I could imagine he would at times with, you know, Caicedo and with Salah and some of the things with Henderson, Lavia, all those things that have been going on. But yeah, I don't really see why it would be such a negative sort of feeling on either side, really, and we'll see. It's not. I mean, Jorg's said himself, hasn't he? It's not a 3 month contract. It was a sort of a contract with the idea that we'll review it in 3 months and have a look at it. I'd be interested to see. I'd be interested to be a fly on the wall in that meeting because, you know, Liverpool probably aren't too far away, are they? I know they've got some big decisions coming up with Salah. They've got Trent's contract and things like that, but I don't think they're too far away from having a really good side. And it's almost like, well, if they can have another window like that one, maybe getting a centre back in, maybe getting a right back in, you could start to look at Liverpool and say that's a pretty good squad that they've built, isn't it? And I wonder whether they might feel a carry on and do what they did in this window, albeit by the seat of the pants at sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, just favour, stop buying all our players off, isn't it? Let us box it all up.
Let's have like till next summer at least.
I do think, I don't know if you agree, like the Gravenberg one kind of tipped the scales a little bit. I think up to that point everyone was a little bit like, oh, it's been all right, you know, McAllister's like good, Endo, don't really know, we probably won short, and then you get the Gravenberg one done. And now what's interesting is if when they found out that might be a thing, because they left it very late, obviously, and I wonder, was there a plan B if it wasn't Gravenberg? There's all those kind of things, I suppose. Looking back on it now, everyone's quite happy in general. Probably, like I say, I think everyone wanted a defender.
I think everyone's probably one short. Yeah, yeah.
But I think if it hadn't been for the Gravenberch deal, everyone would have been like, that was the bare minimum, really.
Yeah.
And you wonder that even in, I don't know how involved Schmadtke was in that deal anyway, but it is one where it feels like it's tipped the balance towards a more positive mood around it all, I guess.
Yeah, and they've still got similar people in, you know, obviously Barry Hunter, for example, was heavily involved in Gravenberch.
That's met his dad, didn't he?
Yeah, Dave Fallows, you know, who was still there. They were heavily involved in that, and there's still people in there who do a lot of that behind the scenes work. And, it was a point made to me in the past, you know, under both Michael Edwards and Julian Ward, that they get the sort of the kudos for all of the, you know, the signings. He said they're not always sort of the driving force behind it. They're the ones who maybe decide where to send people, or, you know, right, okay, I'll go and make the pitch to Mike Gordon about whether we need this player or how much we can sort of afford to pay. But there's a lot of other people at the club who, you know, I mean, Ian Graham was another one, wasn't he, that became a sort of a known figure. But there are a lot of other people who are still in position at the club, scouting, recruitment, networking with agents and parents and all these other people who are still playing a similar part. It's not all on Schmadtke to get the deal done. It's not all on Klopp to sort of convince the player. The work is done beyond that. But I think if you look at the deals that Liverpool have got done, you know, they got two players on release clauses. I think we can safely say they're good deals. Yeah. I think we're very happy. We're very happy with those two deals. I think Gravenberch at the price, I think, is a good signing. I don't see much downside in the Gravenberch sign, and I think he's at the very least going to retain his value or retain some sort of value, and at best he could go on and become a really, really good player for Liverpool. Endo is a strange signing, but I quite like Liverpool's sort of, what's the word, sort of commitment to the, almost not worrying about the PR of it. You know, it would be easy. We've seen Manchester United do it quite a lot, where it's almost like, oh God, we need to go make a big statement sign and sort of get people, you know, on board. It's a very left field signing, wasn't it? You know, whether the player turns out to be good enough or not, but it shows a sort of a courage of conviction from Liverpool, doesn't it? That actually, do you know what? We think he's the best option out there for us, and then we're going to go and do this with Gravenberch or whatever. I quite admire that about it, and it does suggest that there's still a degree of joined up thinking in Liverpool, that they didn't just go, oh God, we've got 110 million on the Casado money, just go and get, bah, let's just throw it at this 28, 29 year old and sort of hope for the best. It suggests there's still a degree of strategy about it, or a degree of, pragmatism at play. And then obviously, and then Gravenberch late in the window. I think the one black mark on it would be the defensive situation. I still think Liverpool left themselves in a situation that they're in now, aren't they, with defensive injuries and suspensions. But that sort of has always been their way a little bit, hasn't it? They've always edged towards the one too few as the one too many, haven't they? And, you know, we'll see how it turns out. I hope it doesn't come and bite them as it has in the past with other issues. But I think that's the only thing that you would look at this window and say, what were they doing really there? I think they probably should have been bringing in a centre-back and probably getting rid of one.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Absolutely, yeah. We spoke about David O'Mahony earlier. It was a week ago now that David Ornstein reported about Michael Edwards' return to football with the advisory firm Ludonautics, I think you pronounce it. That's Ian Graham's advisory service, they're called. Work with football clubs to, you know, help them out with their strategies, data, that kind of stuff. From a Liverpool point of view, this is the first, really, where people have left and they're going to help other clubs. Like, straight away, Michael Edwards was on a bit of a leave break.
Yeah.
Ian Graham was setting this. Julian Ward is still out of football. Do you think there's any concern at all with Liverpool now that
they're losing the edge, but just the
amount of knowledge about not just Liverpool, but the type of players they want and who you can get and the contacts. Now they're actively going to be working for rivals, because that hasn't been the case, really. These guys have left, but they've been on the holidays, they've been on gardening leave or whatever they've been doing. Now they're actively back in it, and again potentially helping other football clubs, whether it's advisory or whatever. Yeah. There must be a little bit of concern around at the Axe going, it's almost like, you know, the guys who know your secrets are now working somewhere else.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean,
I'm actually, the edge is the main thing. They've lost that.
They have a little bit. I mean, I'm just thinking what have Liverpool done that you just think nobody else could possibly have done, you know, time. I mean, they've done it smoothly and they've been able to react, and the knowledge of agents and contract situations with people like Diaz. But there's no secrets in football. Liverpool, there's nobody Liverpool have signed that we'd never ever heard of. Probably Endo is the one, you know, that most people had gone, who, you know, and even he was well known in Germany, and obviously, you know, he's captain of Japan, so it's not like
it's not.
So I don't think you need
not
to be
Brighton
saying it. I think Brighton would be a good example. It's not like Liverpool have been doing what Brighton have been doing and picking up players from Venezuela and Ecuador and South America, where you go, oh God, and the guy who's behind that has left. They've lost accomplished executives and accomplished football people and people who've had great success in there, and that of course that has an impact. But there's no, I think it's, the transfer market's pretty standard across the board, and you know, how many times have we seen people, how many times are we talking about managers or scouts or directors of football, and every time they do an interview they'll say, oh, we could have had Erling Haaland when he was 14, or we could have had Luis Diaz, you know, when he was sort of coming through with his youth club in Colombia. You know, they all know about everything. They've got their spies, they've got their tentacles across the world, especially at the Premier League level. So I don't think there's that element to it, that Liverpool are going to suddenly not be able to find players, or other clubs are going to find players that Liverpool were looking at. But yeah, I think the bigger issue is probably just the amount of, I heard it described, and it was described as, please don't call it this, but the fact that it was please don't call it this suggested there is an element of it, the brain drain at Liverpool with players, people, sorry, leaving in key positions, and people with huge experience, not just of football and the transfer market, but of Liverpool, what Liverpool are after and what Liverpool can do and the parameters. But listen, I think the idea that, you know, Manchester City would go to Michael Edwards and say, right, tell us what Liverpool were doing, or tell us what Liverpool's model was, I don't think it'll be like that at all.
They probably already know.
Well, they probably already know, yeah. I mean, Liverpool obviously took a few people from Manchester City back in the day, didn't they, and used them to build, you know, what they built subsequently. I've just mentioned a few of them. So I don't think it's going to be along that. But yeah, I think what it maybe hints at is just the sort of the competitiveness around the transfer market, that everyone's looking for the same thing, aren't they? They're all, you know, you're seeing it now, aren't you? You're seeing all of a sudden Chelsea are really going for the younger market, aren't they? They're not doing the sort of the 28, 29-year-old established pros. I'm pretty sure United will keep going down that road. I don't, you know, you'd never be sure, but I don't expect them to be sort of in that, let's get a 31-year-old in for a couple of seasons and pay him big money. Let's actually get in a Rasmus Højlund or people like that. You're seeing that competitive element that they're all trying to sort of get that edge earlier and earlier and earlier and do that. And, you know, I think Liverpool already knew that, to be perfectly honest. I think they've already seen it, haven't they? You've seen clubs like Newcastle emerge with new money. You've seen Brighton, obviously, what they're doing. Tottenham seems to have done pretty well this summer, don't they, in you know, their recruitment and selling a big player and then investing that money well. So I don't think it's sort of... It doesn't need to be any more concerning than it already is for Liverpool to have someone like Michael Edwards there. And listen, if Liverpool are using him and tapping him into it, then at least they probably know his information's good, isn't it? And his advice is good.
Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that clip from JNO Insights. If you want to check out the whole show, we had injury updates on Darwin Nunez, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Ibu Konate, a little bit of talk about Thiago on a possible transfer, a little bit about Andre as well. Check it all out over on redmenplus.com. Sign up from as little as £6.99 a month. You get that show and everything else we do each and every month. And yeah, if you sign up on a yearly deal, you'll even get yourself a bit of discount as well. Redmenplus.com. I'll see you over there.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.